The Spanish Prime Minister has been left embarrassed after Catalan's separatist parties won a regional vote that he'd called. It's emboldened the ex-Catalan president, Carles Puigdemont, who now wants talks with the Prime Minister to be held outside Spain. He's likely to be arrested if he turns up on Spanish soil, even though he's now the leading separatist candidate for the Catalan president. David Cody reports.
The Spanish Prime Minister, Mariano Rajoy, thought he was on a path to resolve the political crisis when he called a regional election in Catalonia. But his surprise results put the separatists back in control.
Yo haré un esfuerzo.
I will make an effort to maintain a dialogue with whatever government comes out of these elections in Catalonia. But, as I have said, I will also make an effort so that the law is followed, and it is good that I remind you of that.
Separatist parties won 70 of the 135 seats, just two less than last time.
From my point of view, the negative side of this result is that those of us who wanted change have not gotten enough seats to take them to a good end. In any case, it is important to remember that the separatists keep losing support, although it is less than what we would have liked.
Catalan separatist parties unilaterally declared independence in October, following a referendum that the authorities deem illegal. The new result strengthens the position of former Catalan leader Carles Puigdemont.
Well, Catalonia wants to be an independent state. This is the wish of the Catalan people. But the next step, immediately, is to talk with Mariano Rajoy.
But he says those talks would have to have no preconditions and would have to be held anywhere in the European Union other than Spain. He was speaking from Brussels. He fled Spain 2 months ago to avoid being arrested over his push for independence.
C'est évident que s'il y a un respect.
If the Spanish state, who called these elections and set the rules of the game, wants to show respect for this election, they have to respect the will of the Catalan people.
But Mariano Rajoy is steadfast against the independence movement. He set his own conditions for talks. Separatist office holders must abide by the Spanish constitution, which says the country is indivisible. In the Barcelona province, independence activists like Josep Manel Jiménez are upbeat. I think the Catalan Republic is viable, is possible, he says as he sits at a cafe. It all depends on us to start walking. The people have started to walk, the people have started to say they want this republic. Now we just need the politicians who represent us to also start moving forward. While the separatist parties won the most seats, the pro-Spain Citizens Party was the party with the most votes. Mariano Rajoy's Conservative Popular Party came last, winning just 3 seats. A split country and region remain in crisis, barring a breakthrough in the talks to come.
David Cody reporting.